Well, hello, one and all. Welcome to episode 87 of Cracking the Spine. My name, it's Sean.
And I'm Zane.
Hi, I'm Josh.
And it's been a long week.
1 week.
A long 1 week, you guys. Now, you know what? I'm going to put my cards on the table.
No, don't lie about it.
No, we've been lying about it.
No, don't. This is the lie, guys.
Okay, well.
Fake news.
You can choose to believe me.
Which I don't.
Or you can choose to believe Josh.
Which I do.
But I'm going to say, this is probably the longest time we've gone between posting episodes.
Yeah, 1 week and two hours.
Zane is making a pained face as though I stepped on her toe while shoving nails into her ears.
Oh my god, why would you do that?
I don't know, ask Zane.
It's not the longest we've gone since posting, but it might be the longest we've gone since recording.
Yeah, I was jonesing for Zane's food, and I didn't have any...
I had to work, I'm sorry.
No, it's been a long time, is all.
I think he just means free food, because he wasn't complaining about the food that you fed him.
No, it was that was good, too.
Yeah, it was, but it was just takeout.
Yeah, it was good.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to say it was just takeout. It was delicious takeout.
It was better because Zane brought it to me.
Sumptuously presented and deliciously enjoyed.
She put a sprig of parsley on the plate.
You got that? I didn't get that shit.
Yeah, we'll get here first. It was the only sprig.
Josh was waiting in the driveway when I got home.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was only here for 5 minutes.
What other foods come in sprig serving
size? Is asparagus a sprig?
Okay.
I feel like it is.
No, that's like a stalk.
She's right.
So is it just parsley?
Probably.
Well, and other herbs. Weird.
What's that?
Other herbs.
What kind
like
of
you
herbs?
Have like a sprig of thyme.
I'm doing a marijuana face.
He is. He's smoking the pinner joint that your freshman roommate rolled because...
In 1974.
That's old even for me, Zane.
I stole these clips from the electronics lab. We could use them as roach clips.
I remember once when we were in high school, me and my friends we were in Ocean City, New Jersey, and we had pot, but we didn't have rolling papers or a bowl. So, like, we walked into this 7-Eleven.
You told this last time.
Is that true?
Before?
And you used tinfoil.
Moving on.
You can get lockjaw from that.
I'm not sure if you've had this conversation on air or just the two of you, but it went almost
the
exactly
same way.
Like,
I remember it.
Then Josh went, oh, you can get lockjaw from that. And I can't remember if it was on the show.
And he said, no, you can't. I said, yeah, I'm pretty sure. You're smoking aluminum.
But you definitely told that story before.
Well,
100%.
Then,
I just can't remember if you told it on the podcast before.
But then later in life, I learned that the pages of a Bible.
Sure.
Like
rolling papers.
Could be used as rolling paper.
I'm also pretty sure that's how useful. You always finish that story.
I don't remember that part. That seems important. That seems like the kicker.
Zane, what are you reading?
1 Corinthians.
Zane is not reading 1 Corinthians.
When I was a child, I smoked like a child.
Okay, so...
Jesus smoked.
I lost a book.
What?
Oh my god.
I lost
like existentially?
A book.
Like,
no.
Like... You've just gotten lost, like you were reading, and you discovered that you were in this world.
I physically
because that's what reading
lost,
is, Zane. It's getting lost in a book.
I physically lost a book.
How does that happen?
Was it one that Josh gave you as a gift?
No, it's it was called The Brothers Cabal, and when I started reading it, I realized that it was part of a series that I didn't realize was a series.
It's a werewolf book, right?
No.
Because you talked about this before when you were smoking pot in a tinfoil bowl.
Yes.
And then you figured out about the Bible.
No, but there is one of the characters is a vampire, and one of them is a necromancer. And I liked it a lot. And I was really excited to finish this book, and then I lost it, and I have been tearing the house apart looking for this fucking book, and I have no idea.
Well, you know
where
what they say.
I'm in the house right now, and I'm looking around, and it looks like everything is still in the same place.
Okay,
this place is clean as fuck,
right?
By the way.
It looks like nothing has been torn up at all.
So I couldn't find the book. So anyway, I went to the library, and I decided to check out the first book of the series.
So. Okay.
Because I was reading.
You thought maybe if you brought that home, the other one would
like a magnet.
I figured
right, yeah.
In the meantime, I might as well like catch up because the book that I lost was the fourth book in the series. So I was like, well, I might as
Why the fuck would you start with the fourth
book?
Know. And by the way, if we've had this conversation before, Josh doesn't remember.
I didn't
know when I got the book. I didn't know that it was part of a series because apparently it's important to the author that the books kind of stand on their own as well.
I actually love when that happens.
So, like, I didn't realize, but there was, like, a footnote in the book, like, at 50 said, pages in or something that was, like, in previous stories or whatever. And I was like, previous stories? Like, this is a fucking thing. So, anyway, so I started the series from the beginning. So, I'm reading Johannes Cabal. The Necromancer, which is the first book.
It's about, like, the character, and then they do, like, the other characters? That's cool.
Is it enjoyable?
It is. It's very
enjoyable. How pissed off are you that you lost that book?
So fucking pissed off.
Well, that would piss me the fuck off.
I cannot understand where it went. I don't even know where could it
fucking... It's always in the last place you look, Zane.
Well, that's just semantics.
Because it's everything that you lose.
Well,
no,
if you find it...
That's it.
It was in the last place you look.
I must have put it away, like... Because I remember it was sitting out. And
like a nice, delicious hamburger?
I must have been
put it away.
I'll put this away, and I'll definitely remember that it's here, and I have no fucking clue.
There's only two things I think
I've been looking for this for, like, a month. I mean, like, a week.
There's only two things I think Zane could have done.
I'm just laughing at Zane's time travel joke there.
You could... I got it. You could have buried it.
I could have buried it.
Or thrown it into space. Did you check space?
I did not.
Josh, we actually are all in space.
That's true.
I learned from you.
I believe that's true.
So it's definitely the second one.
Definitely in the universe somewhere. As something. Maybe not a book anymore. Maybe it's a gas.
Unless.
What?
Zane's original memory of having the book reading the book was just some hallucination.
Holy shit.
Zane, you don't have to weigh in. This is man talking now. Well, listen, I mean, in Trump's America, mansplaining is, like, the new thing. Like, that's the way we do things.
We call it Trump's America, Zane, because he's the president now.
Donald John Trump.
La, 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 la.
Aw, she's singing for us. She's ululating.
She's urinating?
Josh, what are you not reading?
I forgot to read this week.
I have your book, though.
Even though I lent you a book?
Well, okay, so my power went out yesterday for, like, fucking 8 hours.
You didn't even read?
No, because it was dark as fuck in my house, and I had to go get a candle. I'm gonna say something, and this
Wait,
is not...
Wait, what book did she get you?
The second... what you call it? It's
I
her
don't
book.
Know. That's why I asked you.
The fucking one about the Kvothe.
Kvothe?
Kvothe.
By Patrick Rothfuss.
Hymns. That book's...
The first book was called...
The Name of the Wind.
The second
book
was called...
The King Chronicles.
That's the name of the series.
A Wise Man's Fear.
There you go.
Got it.
Yes.
I don't like hardcovers.
I'm sorry.
I don't have the soundboard open.
Because I like to lay. I like to lay.
So you're purposefully not going
no,
to read this
No! I'm going to read it. I want to read it.
If you would like, I could spoil everything that happens in it for you and the reader.
Don't
and
do
listeners
don't,
right now.
No. Shut your fuckhole.
Okay.
Shut your fucking hole. There's a bug in here. This place is going to shit.
Sean, what are you reading?
Oh, we're done with Josh?
Okay. Josh just said he didn't read anything.
In 1 week. It's just been a week.
And then told a story about how the book that he has to read, he can't read.
I didn't think we were
done. It hurts when it's so heavy.
I didn't think we were raking him over the coals yet for having a power outage and opting not to read.
Apparently we weren't.
Well, hold on. I want to go back. I want to double back on this
you
just
put
a second.
It on your chat. Hurts.
This is a legit question because I don't know. Okay. Was the power out during the day or at night?
Both.
Okay. So when the power was out during the day...
I fell asleep.
Okay, that's what I was
the
getting
The power
at.
Was out,
because you could have gone
like,
outside with the 75-pound book that Zane gave you.
It's like 200 pounds.
Right?
How many pages is that even?
A lot. It is a big book.
It is, and it's worth a conversation.
It pinches my skin.
If you read it. So Zane, what did you ask me?
What are you reading?
Well... In the last week.
Oh,
since
man.
We've talked.
This is going to be a record breaker.
Do you not want to know?
No, I want to
go.
Know.
Let's get it over with.
So I finished The Boy on the Bridge.
Okay.
Which was the prequel to The Girl with All the Gifts.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
I remember this.
By Amor Carey. Yeah. Which was a really, really good read.
Hardcover or softcover?
It's in hardcover, but because I'm super connected in the world of everything.
You got both. You got a sapsy first
heart. I had an advanced copy of a book that was already out, but I didn't read the advanced copy until the book was already out, if that makes sense.
I got you.
Like, I held back on it. Or I actually, more truthfully, I didn't get the book until it was already on the shelf.
Okay.
But the book that I got was an advanced book.
So is there mistakes in it and stuff?
Possibly.
I noticed that a lot with when I read that your advanced copy of that sucky book that sucks dicks.
Oh, the Chuck Klosterman?
Yeah, no, the other one. The
other Chuck Klosterman?
No, the shitty Armada, that book.
Oh.
Oh, it Ernest was like Cline. Well, yeah.
Wait. Crazy full of mistakes.
How can you tell? Anyway, so I finished The Boy on the Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, great, really good job of combining the... It stands alone as its own book, and it does a great job of bringing in, if you had read The Girl with All the Gifts.
You have, like, a cheat sheet.
Well, it's my Goodreads.
He's cheating. He's just fucking cheating.
It's my Goodreads.
I've read 4 books in the past week.
That's crazy.
And then I read a book called Eat the Apple, which will be out, I think, in January of 2018.
Yeah, it's called The Bible.
No.
Who's it by?
It's by Matt Young, and it's a biography.
About
And
who?
I very rarely read biographies of Matt Young. It's an autobiography.
Autobiography.
He is a Marine vet who served in Iraq. And the really cool thing about this book is that it is... It kind of does a million different things in storytelling. Like, some of it is memoir. Some of it is literally graphic novel.
Is he from around here?
No, he's from Kansas.
That's not around here.
No, that... Well, I mean, it's, like, universally...
Yeah,
like,
relatively.
Like, right there.
Were you talking about this book the last time?
I feel like somebody was talking about this.
I think it came up... I think it may have come up last time. I think it was on my radar the last...
Oh, okay.
The last episode.
Your forward-looking infrared FLIR.
That. But it's really good, and it's super depressing, as you
of course
as you would expect.
I'm sure there's some good stories in there about how terrible Iraq is and was and still is.
It's more about how terrible it is to
be there,
like to decide as a 19-year-old that you're going to sign up to go fight a war that you have no idea what it actually means. Anyway, good read, Eat the Apple, and the title is apparently there's this thing that they say in the Marines, where they go, eat the apple, fuck the core.
Okay.
Like, the core of the apple, but also
the Marine. Fuck the Marine Corps. Yeah.
Which I don't think my grandfather would have signed on.
No. Because it was a little bit different back then.
Yeah. And then I read a book called Sometimes I Lie, which will be...
Yeah, we know that, Sean.
No, that's the name of the book.
Oh.
This is not a Who's on First vaudevillian act.
I thought we were doing that.
Are you sure?
It's a,
eat the apple, fuck the cord.
No, thing. Sometimes I Lie, it's the, it's that thing I hate, or I have proclaimed to hate. The unreliable narrator.
Oh, okay.
And...
That thing that you hate.
That one thing in this world that I hate.
Let me get at my Goodreads of things that Sean hates. Oh no, it doesn't load because it's so big.
Yeah,
good heard one, that Josh. Before.
Thanks for that sweet dick reference. Anyway, Sometimes I Lie is a story of a woman in a coma who is trying to remember the events that put her in the coma.
What?
Zane's making a face.
Why did you start reading this? It doesn't sound like something that you'd like at all.
Because my company is making a big push behind
it. Oh, so it's homework?
Kind of. That's not how I would have...
Oh, no. That's why I hate reading. Homework.
It was chosen homework. I sit in a lot of meetings and listen to pitches. That's it. We're going to go with extra credit. I thought I might enjoy it, and I actually did enjoy it, and it's going to do very well on the market when it comes out.
I thought you hated
it.
Her name is Alice Feeney.
Mr. Feeney's daughter.
I believe Mr. Feeney's wife.
Wife?
I don't know.
He's dead.
Mr. Feeney died?
He's dead.
Sorry, guys. Spoiler alert.
Wait.
Mr. Feeney is a rip. Rip Mr. Feeney. He died like 7 years ago.
The actor?
Really? Yeah.
We're going to have to look into that because I think you're fucking full of shit.
All right.
And then, after I finished that, I read.
Oh my god, there's still another
last
book.
One. We're halfway through this thing.
I'm sorry, actually, two more. I said last one, but I have two more. I read a book called When the English Fall, which, Zane, I know you will love. It is a post-apocalyptic novel written in diary form.
We're going to be living that soon enough. I don't want to read that.
From the point of view of an Amish family.
So what's the difference?
Well, the Amish are totally ready to go if and when society fails.
Sure.
Like, they're totally fine. Until people start to realize that the Amish are there.
Yeah.
Like, when the outside
world...
They're
going to take all their stuff.
Well, it's written as a diary from the point of view of an Amish guy.
Okay.
It's good. Okay. Finish that one. And now I'm in the middle of a book called Final Girls, which is about three women who each were involved in, like, a horror movie kind of mass murder.
What? The same?
No. Three different
and they're like the ones
killers,
that got
and
away.
They were the ones who survived. And without giving too much away, because I haven't finished it, that's the story.
Cool.
Oh my god.
I want to read that one.
I'm almost finished it.
And one of them turns into a werewolf. That's a prerequisite for Zane's reading.
I don't like
werewolf.
No, because
then she'll lose it.
Throw it in space again. Bye, book! Whee!
I like it better when I lose it.
Shut up.
I was going to let it go.
Let's take a break.
Never. Okay, bye. Episode 87 of Cracking the Spine. I'm still Zane.
And it's still going smoothly because I'm Sean.
Shit, I followed Josh.
And we thought that we would go with a topic tonight that we've kind of gotten into before.
Yeah.
But never with as much
chutzpah.
Real world experience as the world is providing us now.
Yeah.
And that is dystopian literature and the idea of a dystopia.
Oh, man.
By the way, not in the particular sense that we're going to be talking about it tonight, but this is coming up a lot, like, on the Reddit topic thread and stuff like that. People are very... It's on people's minds. A lot of different listeners want us to talk about dystopian fiction.
Have they not heard the previous episodes?
No, they have, but it is... we get a few, like... recurring topics that people always seem to want us to talk about, and dystopian literature, especially since the election, is number one on the list.
Right? Yeah. Where could that come from?
Save it for the show.
Wait, we're doing this show. Oh, shit.
Don't save it anymore, guys. The reason what occurred to me was that, you know, I don't want to say we beat this topic into the ground, but we certainly discussed dystopia. Is there a plural for dystopia?
Dystopic.
Dystopiae?
Dystopiae.
Dystopias?
Dystopiary.
I think dystopia
Jinx,
is
you owe
fine.
Me a Coke. Okay.
What did you say?
That usually in a fictional setting... dystopian futures are reached with great speed. There is a
cataclysmic event.
There's a plague or a nuclear war,
meteor.
Or a meteor or something specific that happens that immediately flips the switch.
Yep.
From
on to off.
World we know to world that is going to be awful.
Super fucked.
And now, I feel as though I'm living, and I don't know, I feel like, I'll finish the first sentence. I feel as though I'm living in a time where we are slipping into a dystopian future, and we are slipping there, I want to say slowly, but the fact of the matter is, the new administration has only been in power for 6 months.
Right.
And ultimately...
For real life, it feels quick.
Yeah.
in terms of, like, a storyline, it would be slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, because, like you said, usually it's something inhuman, right? Something that's...
Something supernatural. Something right, out of the norm.
That you wouldn't think of, or something that maybe we can't control, but now we're seeing, like, the dismantling of, like... important parts of our government and important yes. parts of our rights.
There's deliberate machinations right. that are happening that, and you know, I can still put gas in my car.
Yeah.
The grocery store still honors my plastic card.
Right.
That has pretend money behind yeah, it. Yeah. You know,
you don't have to get gold out and start bartering with some gold yet.
And even that, in most dystopian literature, it's like gold does nothing for me.
Right.
You know, give me sheep for my cotton, like yeah. that kind of thing. And it feels like
we're kissing the edge of crazy. Like, we're skirting closer to it.
Roland Emmerich did not prepare me for this.
Well... It is our Independence Day, Sean.
So we can blame him for all of this.
Well, I don't know about all of it.
Yeah, no, I'm...
What did he do to prevent it? Nothing.
Nothing.
What did he do to prepare
Thanks
me for
lot,
it, I think is the better
Roland.
Question.
Like, Roland!
Where's the summer blockbuster where the Justice Department goes, you know what?
We're done.
White people
yeah.
have been... disadvantaged.
Right.
Wait, what the fuck?
Dude, I think it's on people's mind just because of the possibility of how crazy this could get. And that's the thing. Like that's really fucking shitty. But in the grand scheme of, like, human life on Earth, that's nothing. Like, we're talking about, like, global warming just, like, not being, like, stopped and just, we're gonna die, we're fucking dead. And then we're also talking about, like, oh, nuclear war. Oh, remember the 80s? That was fun. Let's go back to being afraid of nuclear fucking war.
It literally feels like every 2 hours another fucking headline breaks that goes, this is the end of the world as you knew it.
Yeah.
Like, if any of these things that happen on a daily basis had happened at any point before,
mm-hmm.
we'd have been up in arms. And now it comes at such a fucking breakneck speed.
Well, it's by design that way. I think it's...
Whose design?
Russia's.
We laugh past the graveyard.
I'm serious.
Fucking right.
I'm serious. They're like, hey, just fuck everything up. That's the goal. It's just throw a fucking grenade over there, and if it kills a bunch of things... America's less better off for it. And not to get into the political cast, I'm sure people are like, fuck you! But, like, that's what's happening right
well,
now.
Well, I mean, we've made a deliberate decision to get political. I mean, this is
right.
a political discussion we're having.
Right now it
and,
is,
and,
yeah.
Well, no, and you know, we're sort of in an echo chamber because all three of us agree.
Right.
Although Zane hasn't weighed in a minute.
Zane,
no, I agree. I don't know.
As a Jewish woman, Zane,
like,
do you agree with...
No, to be sure.
Honestly, as a Jewish woman, this administration from the get-go
this
has
terrifying.
Scared the
yeah.
shit out of me.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I remember on election night, like, very fearfully saying to a friend of mine, like, there's Nazis
yep.
in the White House now. Like, and she was like, we can't, like, not everything is a Nazi. I was like,
no,
I
literally
know,
these are Nazis.
I know you're not allowed to, like,
right.
to make everything Hitler, but, like, what if they're actual fucking Nazis?
Yep.
And it turns out they're actual fucking Nazis.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like I'm going fucking crazy that I have to keep saying, like, by the way, these people are Nazis.
Mm. And,
like, that's terrifying to me. And by the way, like, walking down the street, no one can tell that I'm Jewish, so I consider myself lucky. I'm not a person of color.
Yeah, no,
right.
that's...
So,
right.
like,
no, no, and
you know, for me to be sitting
yeah.
here, like, being fearful because my heritage is Jewish, I don't have to, at the moment, wear that on my sleeve.
Yeah.
Lots of people have to wear their identities on their sleeves, and they are also being targeted by this administration much more heavily than Jews are currently.
Right. right
and
now.
And it is fucking terrifying. I am terrified for friends of mine. I am terrified, you know, for my transgendered friends. I'm terrified for my transgendered friends of color. I'm terrified for my gay and lesbian friends.
I'm terrified for my children. I'm
terrified for my Muslim friends.
Who don't identify as anything yet. Mm-hmm. Like, the world that we're... And again, the idea that we're not... This was not meant to be a political screed against the thing. But...
I'm totally fine with it being that.
Dude, the thing is, I don't give a fuck, you know, if we lose listeners. Yeah. Because the fact is... You know, as much as we – I think the reason I wanted to have this conversation was, you know, we've always been – we've been conditioned by fiction to think that a dystopia would be an immediate rush from prosperity to nothing.
Like a second world country like Russia is or something. And like we forget that like – 1984, like the book, they don't explain how it got that way. It just got that way.
No, the opening line is, it was the clock struck 13.
Yeah.
It was like, what?
Right.
Like, that's just the way it happened one day.
I think there's a lot of books where the dystopia that they describe probably didn't happen all of a sudden, but the descent into that dystopia is not usually what's covered. So, like, when I think of 1984, even just this morning, Dan was reading headlines and he was like, it's V for Vendetta.
Right.
You know, and I was like, yeah, it kind of is. It's terrifying. And, you know, or you think of like The Handmaid's Tale and stuff like that.
Or we The Stand is what I'm thinking.
Right. Like, you don't always get to see how this happens. Often in those books, you assume that it probably was kind of a slow descent. And you assume that maybe something big happened to trigger it or, you know, whatever. But, you know, when it's about like these oppressive regimes, often the story is written after they've been installed.
Right. It's like prologue. And then 3 years later,
right.
the aftermath. And we're now living through the 3 years later. And
yeah, we're seeing like...
No, we're living through like that interim.
Yeah.
We're, like,
that's what I mean.
We're living in the prologue.
The three years.
We're living in a very, very long prologue.
I tend to have... Hey, clock, shut the fuck up.
Usually stop the clock. I'm sorry.
It's going to do it 9 times, 10 times. I am very optimistic about this. I still have a very, like, there's still things happening as like, hard it is to see that. Like, I still believe that, like, at the end of all this, we're gonna, like, get out of this and be not fine. We're gonna be wounded, but it's not gonna be like, oh, we all have to get tattoos and microchips in our brains.
I agree with you to a point, because I know that the history of history, it's a pendulum, and it swings, right? And it swings from nationalist populism to progressivism, and it goes back and forth, and it goes back and forth. But the thing that you said earlier, Josh, is the thing that really troubles me, which is environmentalism.
Right, well, there's no fixing that one.
Well, there's no ignoring it.
Right.
Unless, you know, we as a nation, as a matter of policy, have opted to ignore
it, right?
Which, as a nation, as a matter of policy, we're ignoring it.
Yeah.
So, like, the world and humanity can survive and has survived horrible swings to the right and to the left, from fascism to socialism to everything in between. Like, we've come out on top. But, you know, when we walk away from very modest agreements to curb environmental behavior.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
The only thing that you can look forward to with that, I guess, is that it takes a while for that shit to happen, and maybe he'll be gone.
Well, he's 71 years old. He'll be gone.
Yeah, but I mean, there's still... I mean, I don't know. You read things and it's like 5 years. We got like 5 years before we have like a 5% chance this fucking shit is like... Oh, we live in this planet now. It's just this way now. I don't know. I mean, technology isn't Star Trek technology, so we can't just be like, oh, we have things that just fix this stuff. I mean, maybe we need to... I don't know, man. I don't know. It sucks. It fucking sucks. We live in like some crazy ass fucking time. Yeah. This is a crazy. It's too much. Mike, our friend Mike said it on election night. He's like, it was too much. It was too much for these people. They couldn't handle it. Gay marriage, fucking internet. They lost their minds. They lost their fucking minds.
I'm sorry. I just like a scenario in which it's just those two things.
That was it. Well, for some people it was.
If you know Mike, that is literally enough.
The internet, gay marriage.
It's not funny, but it's, you know.
You know, it kind of has to be funny because otherwise
you're going to like never leave your house.
We're going to James Jones ourselves because that's the only...
Yep.
How do you think living in these times is going to affect the kinds of stories that we see? Because up to this point, dystopian fiction has been very, very popular in lots of different forms. You know, whether like we were talking about, whether it's a zombie outbreak or, you know, a meteor or whatever.
I always
do you think that people are going to be less interested? Like, do you guys feel like you're less interested in reading dystopian fiction now?
I am.
And do you think that it will affect the kinds of stories that writers write?
I think what you're going to see is a resurgence of the kind of dystopian stories where a hero rises to the top. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the dystopian books that have come out in the past 10 years have ended with this kind of
everyman
vague... the world, we don't know exactly what's going to happen. You know, there's this like, and then we moved on to the next place in hopes that it would be cleaner, you know, the end. And I think what you're going to see now is writers writing the idea that like
Superman,
not quite.
We might get happy endings back though.
I think Superman,
because we haven't liked those lately.
What you're going to see is the idea of the singularity, which is AI melding with human cognizance, mm-hmm. and I think that is where the hope lies. That, you know, we have to pair with machines
to get better on a
physiological level, not just like, you know, smart cars and not self-driving cars, but like microchips in your brain and nanotechnology in your lungs to help you sort out all the shit that you're breathing in. And I think that's the
we're gonna get Borged up.
That's the new literature. And I think Zane, you're right. I think we're gonna start seeing a lot more happy endings.
Yeah people are gonna realize, I think, like, if you haven't already, if maybe you've been living in a cave on Mars, that this weird present that we live in is so fucking weird that, like, you couldn't have even written this. Like, I know that they say that all the time, right? They're like, oh, if you would have wrote this, it would have been good. Right. They would have thrown it out. And it's like, yeah, but, like, this is so fucking crazy. Like, every day you can't even, like, keep up with it.
That's, and not just crazy. Unsustainable. And people who are younger than us realize that, like, the bullshit that they're living through is unsustainable bullshit.
It cannot go on. People will start to lose their fucking minds.
Start to.
And, like, I mean, like, so, like, I think we're also living in a socially, like, we're going through some major shit. Like, not just America. I mean, like, human beings are going through, like, a crazy self-reflection period where it's like, we gotta get our fucking shit together, man. And, like, like you said, we can't just keep doing this shit. It's just, we're clicking away at the fucking gun at our head. And, like, one of these days it's gonna go off. Like, we have to, like, stop doing this shit. And it's I know I say it all the time and I get so mad about it, but it's like, the generations ahead of us, they gotta get out of here. They gotta go. Because, like, it's just, they will not change. They will not change. We have to change. We have to fucking stop doing this shit, or we're all gonna be dead. And I like doing podcasts, so I do, like, 50 of them. If I'm dead, I won't have time to do that.
I wouldn't know anything about that. Right, Sean?
So I think on that note, on a high note, because Josh brought us out with a joke there.
Welcome back to Cracking the Spine, episode 87. I'm Josh.
I'm Zane.
This is the Oliver Stone's Platoon episode.
Oh, yeah.
Best picture of 1987.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the video game, they had that, too.
There was a Platoon video game?
Yeah, I remember playing it.
Is that right?
It's like one of the first games I ever played. I played it at a friend's house, and I was like, what is this?
I don't think that's true.
Oh, my God. Okay, I was wrong about Mr. Feeny, but I'm not wrong about
this. Hold on.
Mr. Feeny is alive and well. He might be dead when this comes out. Who knows?
Guys, keep talking, because I'm looking this up.
I'm talking to Phil sometime.
That's not talking at all.
I'm singing to Phil the time song.
Platoon video game.
NES. It was...
Holy shit.
I told you.
John, you're on a podcast. Could you describe what it is that you're looking at?
I'm looking at a Google response page.
Could you describe it more interestingly?
I'm trying to, if you would shut the fuck up.
Use fun words like guns.
There's a game for the NES called Platoon. I'm looking at a screenshot of, what is NES? 8-bit or 16-bit? 8-bit. Of a Marine.
16? Might have been 16.
And you can help me if you want. A feller standing in a...
Yeah, that's it.
I'm going to say jungle.
That's Vietnam. That's Da Nang.
Great way to start a game, make it a freaking maze.
Yeah, that's Vietnam, man. It was our society was a maze.
Hold on. Platoon is an action game developed by Ocean Software and published by Data East for the Amiga, Amstrad CPC, Apple II, Atari ST, Commodore 64, several other games platforms. Holy fuck, has there ever been gameplay? In stage one, the player is in a jungle with side-scrolling element. The player is able to navigate vertically and horizontally through the screens. The player must also avoid getting hit by enemies, landing on explosive mines, as well as dodge any booby traps in the way. The goal of the first stage is to find the explosive buried deep within the jungle and then navigate out and plant the explosives on the bridge.
You know, remember like in the movie.
Pop quiz. Has there ever been a movie less suited to video game adaptation?
They didn't care.
Probably.
Forrest Gump.
Also, Josh, not to help you on your other shit, but you guys should totally do that game and continue.
I don't think we ever have, so...
So you're welcome.
We should also just watch Platoon.
Save it for that show.
All right, so Facebook.
Twitter.
Email.
Reddit. Subreddit.
Come on back next week. It's not always dystopian.
Sometimes the show is fun.
Yeah, sorry.
You know what? I think they understand. I think... Most of the people out there.
We didn't even get to talk about how I hate that movie/book.
Platoon?
No. The one with Viggo Mortensen and it's the end of the world and I hate it.
The Road?
The Road.
I've never read it or
Fuck
seen it.
Fuck that shit.
Well, we'll save that for the next time. We've got you guys coming
hooked.
Back.
I hooked them in.
Good work, guys.
Yes.
Okay.
Stop recording it, Zane.
Leave that in.
Check them out. Books. Check them out. At your library.